Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lay.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babe, on this very, very hot evening?
I've been in better moods, I'm not going to lie. It doesn't exactly put you in the best of moods, does it? But yeah, I mean, all good. Surviving. How about you?
Do you know what? You know me. I love a bit of sun. And when I'm on holiday, I'm the first to get my lounger and soak up the rays. But I had the worst night's sleep I think I've ever had in my life last night. I was still awake at 4:30. I had a fan on, which I think I managed to find the last fan in Essex. but that's almost like, it feels like a heater. Was on top of the duvet. And yeah. you're tossing and turning and you just cannot even remotely cool yourself down. I've got handheld fans, electric fans. I've got battery fans. I mean, the irony is by next week, it's probably going to be winter. So I feel bad moaning. But you know what it's like when you've had a bad night's sleep. It's hard to...
Our it puts lives, off the rest of your day, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah, man. I just think our lives over here in the UK, we're not really adapted to this kind of heat.
No, well, because it's never happened before, right? That's breaking part of the reason. Yeah, breaking records. And now, yeah, I mean, it's certainly not the most pleasant of feelings. I have to say, I followed the guidance, which was don't open your windows and close your blinds and curtains. And it's actually really worked on the whole. I've managed, my flat hasn't gone above 30, which is still unbearable for indoors, but better than it would be if I'd have opened the windows and the blinds. I'm trying to treat it like apparently that's how the Spanish and Italians do it.
That's how they do it. Have you managed to work from home then this week?
Yeah, well, I couldn't even go in because the trains were all messed up. So, I mean, even if I wanted to go into the air-conditioned office, it would have, I would have had to walk there. It would have taken me 3 hours. So I don't know about that. But someone was like, why don't you jump on your bike? And I was like, are you joking? Are you joking? Physical exercise outdoors in this? No, thank you. No, thank you at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. My car hit 40. Been out. I braved the gym yesterday as well.
What was that like? Well, I guess if it's air conditioned, it's all right.
Well, it's not, but thankfully they've managed to get some massive, massive fans, almost at like propellers off a plane, thankfully. But I pulled up outside and it was 37 and I passed about 3 fields and there was people having barbecues, picnics, little cocktails and gins in tins. And I thought, well, I'm off to the gym. but I do like to start my week with a good session. And do you know what? I felt better for it after. I always do after the gym, but it was that little bit harder to kind of get in the car and head over in 37 degrees heat.
Yeah, I mean, it's not pleasant. I also found, though, as well, you're saying about people in the park having barbecues and stuff. I like the idea of getting drunk in this weather. Just absolutely not. The idea of a really terrible night's sleep, tossing and turning while drunk, sweating.
Anyway, dehydrated the next morning. Imagine being dehydrated, waking up in heat like this. No, thank you.
No, which is actually really good. You know what I mean? It does. I mean, I'm going to see ABBA this week at the big, you know, the new thing in Stratford. But my friends are like, do they have air conditioning in this thing? But I was like, it won't be as hot as it is today because it's basically like a big sort of dome, isn't it? I'm hoping that we're not going in that and it'll be like the inside of a furnace, but we'll see when we get there, I guess.
You'll be all right. Bit of dancing, Queen.
Yeah, I'll be right.
And I'm sure
right
all the
rain.
Queens will be dancing.
Certainly will. And apparently there's a pub like over the road that plays all, I might have told you this before, but they play all of the songs that they don't play in the concert. So it's like straight after. And the gig finishes at 9:15 because obviously it's all computerized. So it's like when it starts, when it finishes, doesn't change any night. Just press the play button. and there appears ABBA. So 9:15, we'll just head to the pub and listen to all the songs that we didn't hear before and dance away, you know. So it should be quite nice.
I love the business brain on that landlord.
Yeah, that pub was like
by 9:30, they're all coming here. Because everyone's gonna want to carry on the night.
That's definitely.
Finish, isn't it? And like you said, there's gonna be no delays.
No.
On the hologram. Let's have it right. It's not like there's going to be any hold-ups. And all the songs that you don't know that are going to be there, that's such a clever idea.
I know. I'm dead excited about it, to be honest.
What day is that?
That's Thursday. So then, the weather should have gone back to normal a bit.
When are you back in the office tomorrow?
Just tomorrow, yeah. And then I'm off next week. So hopefully by the time I'm back, it will have all sort of returned to normal. Although, what's normal?
What is normal now?
Yeah. Well, speaking of what's normal, Bob, I have to say, I don't know if you saw, but I was incredibly surprised when I saw Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck get married in Las Vegas, seemingly out of the blue.
Do you know what? I think we've spoke about this before, and I kind of love the whole idea of, because I always used to feel the same about Brad and Angelina. You know, when you call not Brad and Angelina, Brad and Jen. Sorry. There's always that kind of thing, and I don't know if it's your generation and you remember these celeb couples, and I just love the whole romantic idea of someone getting back together. And I think it's when you remember it first time round. And there's something a little bit special, I think, about two mega rich people thinking, do you know what? Let's just do a little drive-through. No magazine deal, nothing like that. Let's just queue up with, apparently there was three other couples all trying to get their license as well, and go and do it on a whim. I kind of love that. I really hope it works out for them. Second time lucky
for them, but fourth time lucky for Jennifer, who's been married three times before.
I wonder if she keeps all the ring. I mean, she's got enough dough anyway, really. But
yeah, I don't think she's heading down the pawn shop and trying to see how much money she
converters with her rings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of the same. It's like really exciting, but then I also just kind of think like, if you've got to your fourth wedding, don't know. Is it a good idea at that point? Maybe not. I don't know.
I think maybe as well, because they was engaged the first time around, maybe it'd be different if it had never got to that point or if they never felt it, but maybe it's kind of unfinished business. But it's so weird to think how, I'm a big believer in fate, and obviously that their lives wouldn't be what they are now. So she's got, it's mad to think how different their lives would be if they'd stayed together and they did get married.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice closing that chapter. And there's part of me that thinks, if you have been married three times before, would you think as the new partner, but why won't she marry me? She's done it three times before.
Yeah, that is a good point. But then do you think as well, because I remember like back in the day, that it was all like how Ben didn't like all the show business side of like their relationship and blah, blah, blah. Do you think this was a bit of a, because they basically called off their relationship like days before they were due to get married, if I remember right. Do you think this was kind of Jennifer proving a point in a way that she's like, I don't need all of that stuff. I can just go to the Little White Chapel in Vegas and do it small scale.
Yeah, let's do it on the cheap.
Yeah. Well, apparently it costs, I wrote this down today, it costs £64 for the actual marriage ceremony. That was it.
I wonder who paid for it.
Do you think she's like the queen?
32 each.
Yeah. Or split it. They went Dutch. I think she's like the queen. She probably doesn't carry cash on her. She needs like a stylist or a personal assistant to pay for it. She'll just reimburse them afterwards in the receipt.
Put it on your American Express. You know, I would pretty much guess that if you're J-Lo and you rock up one night and you want to get married, on the house, babes.
But that's the worst thing, because she's the one that can really afford it.
Yeah, but that's the irony, isn't it?
I mean, so if I was Jennifer, I'd be saying, I'll pay for everyone in the queue.
Pay for these all these $64.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that chapel, because isn't that the one that Britney got married at for 72?
Yeah. It's like the infamous one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because people try and dress it up as like a really romantic place, but I don't know if it always is, because it's not a guarantee of marital success, is it?
That's no, and when I was over in Vegas years ago filming, I remember driving in a car that was like from 1950s. It was an absolute nightmare trying to drive this car. It had a choke and all sorts. And I was in the car with Gemma, and we passed it trying to do like all these sites. And I mean, the roads over there are just something else. So I was kind of almost having a bit of a breakdown in the car anyway, driving over train lines because there was no barriers or anything.
Right, yeah.
First thing I knew was when we was over about six tracks, I hadn't looked left or right. And you know that kind of moment where we're both just screaming. It was like, oh, so that's the one where Britney got married. And it literally is just like a little, almost like a little chef.
Yes, tiny, isn't it?
It's just a tiny little
chef.
Yeah, just like what you'd see on the M25. But yeah, good for them. I mean, because obviously if they wanted to hire out the Beverly Hills Hotel, I mean, if they wanted to hire anywhere.
They would hire an island.
An island, yeah. Yeah. So there is something a little bit special about it.
Yeah, I wish them every success. Whether or not I think that it's actually going to work is a completely different matter. But
don't you think it will, though?
I feel like
confident.
I feel like when you break up, you tend to break up for a good reason. And revisiting something from 20 years ago probably isn't going to have the results that you're expecting it to. But
I think sometimes timing can be, it could be right person, wrong time, or not really.
Yeah, I mean, this is just from my personal experience. I've always felt like it's just once you've made that decision, and be that for good or bad, you should stick to it. But maybe, you know, what after three marriages, maybe you kind of think, and also it's not like she needs to be worried about him fleecing her in the divorce, is it? Like, so
true.
If they're going to enjoy married life together, why not? And I could be wrong. You know, now Jennifer's in her 50s. I think Ben's in his 50s. Maybe they're just approaching life completely differently now to the way they were in their early 30s.
So maybe neither was worrying about a prenup, to be fair. I think they're both good for the money.
I don't think either of them's calling up their lawyer like urgently, like trying to annul
make
this marriage.
Sure she don't nick my money. See, I'm one of them. I kind of do think sometimes, especially if it's relationships, that when you've met someone really young, like not really young, but one of your first relationships, sometimes could that be the right person but the wrong time? But then I think there is always that something that's a little bit romantic in your head when you look back at first loves.
Yeah,
but maybe that is always just because it's a first love. But post that, I mean, none of my exes are jumping out that I'd want to marry, to be fair. But yeah, maybe it's just something a little bit special about the first one, but whether it would work 20 years later. I mean, I'm sure we'll be here to talk about it either way, if it all goes wrong.
Exactly. I'm very happy to talk about it. I have to say, I'm kind of the same with you on that, though. It's like, I look back at my exes and I feel like the only difference I think is that, like, maybe if I'd have stuck it out with some of them, maybe then I wouldn't have made the mistakes that I would have made after that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm not one of these people that lives without regrets. Like, I'm full of regret. Like, I've made a lot of bad decisions and I wish I hadn't have done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I wonder sometimes if, yeah. And so in that instance, I can kind of see how you might wind up back with an ex and thinking that maybe this time you'll make it work. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see. What about any showbiz news you've seen that you've, noticed this week?
What else has jumped out to me? Well, I did see online Miss Kerry Katona.
Oh, yeah.
Was bringing out a little biography.
Yeah.
Revealing all about the feud, allegedly, with the band, which I'll be intrigued to read. Because obviously she wasn't invited back, was she, when they kind of did the whole... Was it World Cup? You know my football knowledge. Was it Euro, World Cup?
It was a big football
Champion
tournament.
League.
Yeah, it was something.
Something to do with football and Gareth Southgate. Oh my God, I bet everyone's listening thinking, Bob, it was a big deal. I remember the song.
Euros. It was the Euros, right?
Euros. It was football, definitely. Yeah. And the Southgate thing, but apparently they didn't want her back. And I think there's always been, I mean, obviously you're a journalist, you know this, it's been documented for years that I don't think it parted on the best of terms or that there's a WhatsApp group between them all.
Well, they did get back together for like the big reunion, didn't they? Maybe sort of 10-ish years ago, but then ever since they
the fan after the reunion.
I think so. They did maybe did a couple of gigs and then something went sour, but I'm not exactly sure what, but I'm sure that in the book, Kerry, she's not exactly... backwards and coming forwards, is she? So, you know, we'll definitely get all the goss. I think she'll be keen to put her side of the story across. And you know Kerry a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I know Kerry a bit. I've met her a few times. So it's one of them things as well, because when you know someone on like a friendly level or out and about, it's then there's when the book comes out on autobiography, it always feels a little bit weird to pick it up and read it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like you're almost spying on someone, you know.
Yeah, but, true.
I mean, it's obviously going to be documented, and I'm intrigued to say, obviously, because that's just my era of music growing up, all these girl band, boy bands, and the feuds and stuff. So, and like you say, she ain't backwards and coming forward, so she won't be holding back. Especially, well, the fact there's even a book in the pipeline proves that there's obviously something to say.
Yeah,
in fact, the publisher's like, right, here's your check.
Yeah, well, it was not just that as well. I mean, she's had a very, like, sometimes sad, sometimes very dramatic life, hasn't she? Like, she's had a lot going on. So besides just her time with Atomic Kitten, which has been on and off for sort of 20 years now, I guess. Yeah, I mean, she'll have a lot of other stuff. I think she's done some other books, but, you know, there's always more to say, isn't there? I'm sure she'll be revisiting some of the old stories, and we'll be getting the...
bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, but getting the inside tag. But apparently now she makes like £1 million off her OnlyFans or something, didn't she? Because I saw pictures of her with, like, you know, fancy cars and all this. I was going to say designer cars. That shows how little I know about cars, doesn't it? with, like, fancy posh cars and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, she's obviously doing all right for herself on her OnlyFans. Why don't you set one up, Bob?
Can you, me on OnlyFans, can you imagine? I wonder if there's much demand for Bobby Norris on OnlyFans.
Babe, there's demand for everything in this world. You will always find your niche.
that's a very polite way of saying that there'll be some sad fucker out there that will pay you $19.99 a month or whatever it is.
I'll take that.
I wonder who's knows.
you know, you've got to find ways to diversify in this terrible economy, Bob. You know,
cost of living crisis.
Exactly.
What about you? Anything else jumping out in the press?
Well, I saw some big sort of TOWIE news about your old pal Chloe's left, and it looks like Chloe Sims, and looks like they're setting up their own show and doing their own thing, possibly. Which is quite interesting, but it does mean that there's, I think, no original cast members on TOWIE anymore.
No. So, yeah, when I left the series before last, so I last did the one summer 2000, and there's been, so the last one I wasn't in, basically, but the last one I did, when I left, it was only from kind of my day, it was only when I then went, there was only Chloe.
Mm.
And then she went on to, she did the last one after. But yeah, the first I'd heard of it was on social media and in the press this week. Obviously, I also did Celebrity Karaoke with her. She joined, I don't know what night she came in, I think halfway through. But I haven't actually spoken to her about it prior. So, but yeah, it's interesting. I see that her and the sisters are going to be doing like the press Kardashian style show, and I think the brother Charlie's going to be in it. So yeah, I think it's interesting though, isn't it? Really, because especially a show like TOWIE, I think when you feel it's time to go, it's definitely time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we knew we was like the last old two on it now. And we've seen so many people come and go over the last 11 years. But things evolve, and maybe she felt it was, well, obviously she feels it's her time. So yeah, best of luck to her and the family.
It's interesting. I always think with those sort of like, make a UK version of something and sort of see how it works, because it doesn't always, and then sometimes it really does. Do you know what I mean? Because I guess what was TOWIE based on anything? Was it based
the
on
TOWIE was the kind of the first of its kind, but a lot of people, I remember in the very early days, the only thing you could refer it to was like The Hills.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
TOWIE was pre like Geordie Shore, pre Chelsea, anything like
that. Well, and Geordie Shore was a version of Jersey Shore, wasn't it? Like the American show. So there was, yeah. And so I wonder if, I mean, this is not a slight on Chloe at all, but the Kardashians are billionaires. So it is a slightly different vibe, isn't it? Like,
a little bit, yeah.
But that's not, I'm not being rude. I mean, I just mean it's like a factual thing.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if in a way that might make it more like, like the viewers can sort of understand it more, understand what they're like doing and sort of about more. But yeah, I mean, I'd be intrigued. It definitely seems like there's like the like ITV is sort of investing in people, doesn't it? So I mean, like, it's interesting to see what.
I don't think it's going on ITV.
Oh, is it not?
It's going on a streaming channel.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Can't think of what it's called actually, but I did see in her post on social media. But yeah, talking of Geordie Shore, I also saw recently that that's come to an end. That's been axed. So I know that they've it's yet to air. They did a lot of reunion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's coming back. I think that's kind of reached its natural end. And I think maybe does that time come when there's no one left from the very old days? Does it get to a point? I don't know. Like, because I know Geordie, I think, come a year or two after us. So I think that they still had, they had a very good run. Well, they've obviously had at least 10 years because I think this reunion is the 10-year special. But obviously, that thing that obviously got delayed because of COVID. I remember interviewing a couple of the cast about it during the pandemic. But yeah, it's mad to kind of think, especially because that's been such a massive part of my life. I think it sounds really weird to say, but you don't realise how quick time goes when you're in it. But when you step back and you think, gosh, like, Tao is now obviously hitting its 12th year. It's a good run that these shows have had, you know.
And nothing lasts forever.
We've seen with like X Factor and Big Brother, so many shows come to an end after a good run. I'm trying to think what come. I think Geordie come before Chelsea, but Chelsea's got to be kind of in about the 10 years as well. So yeah, they all was very pretty quick after the Towie bubble.
Yeah, it's funny because the success of Towie kind of spawned all the other stuff, right? So it's like quite interesting to think that. Yeah, maybe that sort of period is now coming to an end, and what sort of comes next? And it's actually great we're talking about both these shows because this evening we've got Aaron Simpson from Love Island, so we can talk about all of these phenomena with these guys when they come up. We may also be having Coco Lodge from Love Island, but we're just waiting to 100% sort of confirm. So we'll have to wait and see. We've got our first guest, Aaron, here, so let's get him in.
Hello,
mate.
How you doing? You all right?
Really good, thank you. How are you? Thanks for joining us this evening.
All right. All good. I am absolutely roasting, by the way. I've got my fan in the background.
Yeah.
That kind of saved me from this heat, but it's not really doing much.
I was just saying the same. Mine literally feels like a hairdryer. There's nothing. I've got like a tower one, which is blowing out nothing. I've got this little battery operated thing. Nothing's working.
I like with all the vest brigade as well. I've just thought I'd cover up with a little shirt, but I mean, like, it's like it's.
I mean, you're lucky I didn't jump on topless, to be honest with you.
How have you been? All good?
Yeah, all good. Been really good. Been busy, which is always nice. Just been enjoying the heat the last week or so. It's been amazing
until today, basically.
Yeah, been enjoying it until today, where I thought. Yeah, do you know what? I just want to... The thing is, you can't even really go outside because it's just too hot.
Too hot. But I was just saying to Stephen, last night, I must have got 2 hours sleep if I was lucky. I've never had such a bad night's sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I literally... Salute anyone that can wear any type of clothing when they slept last night because I was honestly stark naked. Fan was on swing. Star fitting. Everything out on show.
Everything on swing.
Yeah.
And it still was up.
Yeah.
Still too up.
So you said you've been busy. What have you been up to?
Obviously, I've gone back to football now because I tore my ACL. So I've been out for like 6 months now. So been busy kind of in the gym, like doing my recovery process for that, which has been nice. Return to normality for me because obviously that's what I'd done before I went in the Villa. So... that's been really nice, and yeah, just been trying to make the most of summer, really, like trying to be out and about and visit as many places as I can. Been on quite a few holidays this year, which I've been lucky with, so yeah, it's been good.
How has it been? I mean, obviously you did football before, but going back to it post Love Island, how was that? Was it quite an easy thing to do, or was there geezers ribbing you about it?
I think because I was in the mindset of I was going in there with always the intention to carry it on, I think it was quite easy for me. Whereas if I'd have went in with the mindset of, right, I'm going in because I don't want to play football anymore, then I think it might have been harder for me to process. But because I love it and I always wanted to go back, it just felt quite natural. And for me, obviously, you'll know yourself, Bobby, obviously after you go on a show like that and stuff, you sometimes can lack a little bit of routine. And yeah, I think day to day, you can struggle with that at times. And I feel like I've definitely struggled with a lack of routine since then. So going back to football felt like, right, I've got a purpose again. I know I'm doing this at this time. That day I can't do that because I'm doing this. And just gave me a bit of structure, which I kind of felt like I needed at times.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess any kind of sport, it's something you love as well. Do you know what I mean? And the fact you always wanted to go back to it. I wanted to know, did you feel judged that you've done reality TV, or is football not really like that? Because I know a lot of people, when they've done reality shows and then they go on to other things, even though you've gone back to kind of what you... Do you know what I mean? But there's kind of like a judgy thing about reality people.
Not so much really from players and stuff. And staff have been like quite accepting. And I think if I was going in there and I was acting kind of big time and stuff, but that's not really kind of my nature. So I'm very kind of down to earth. I just kind of get my head down and kind of get on with things. But it's been, obviously, as you can imagine, with like fans and stuff, like there's loads of different chants that I had. And when I first came out, like there was loads of stuff like, oh, where's Mary and stuff like this, which was like, but to be fair, I don't take things too seriously, and I've actually found it quite funny, and I kind of thrive off of stuff like that. So for me, it wasn't really a problem. But I guess you always, when you're going into somewhere new, obviously when I signed where I was playing before my injury, I didn't know anyone. And obviously it's weird because everyone feels like they know you already. So
that was quite
weird, I guess. But all in all, it's actually been fine. It's been quite normal per se.
And how's it been with sort of sorting out your injury? How long have you been out for?
So I've been out for 6 months now. So obviously it's a long time, and I was in like a big leg brace for I think 2 months, which was really difficult. And like, you don't realize how many things on a day-to-day basis that you take for granted. Like I couldn't really stop in by myself. I couldn't do anything really because I had two crutches and a big knee brace. So that was hard kind of mentally to deal with, but I've managed to stay quite positive, and I've got like a really good family and good friends and stuff that have kind of helped me through it. But it was definitely probably more mentally challenging than physically, because I know that I can get myself back to where I need to be physically, but mentally it's been tough. Like I say, being out of routine, not really being able to do much and stuff. That's probably what I found the hardest really.
And talking of having good people around you, you've got a new lady in your life.
Yes.
How's that going? Spill the tea. Tell us everything, Aaron.
Yeah, all good. So we met actually at Halloween. We met at a Halloween party.
That never happens. Were you dressed up?
That's actually quite a good story. So, we met at a Halloween party and kind of just hit it off, really. We spoke a little bit before, but wasn't anything serious, and we just happened to be at the same place at the same time. We bumped into each other, got speaking, and then a couple of weeks later went on our first date, and the rest is history, as they say.
And where was your first date? Where'd you take her?
So we both actually love sushi, so we went to a sushi place in London called Aqua Kyoto. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a really nice restaurant in London. If you haven't been, definitely recommend it. So
I've heard of it, but I don't eat nothing out of the sea.
Okay, so
probably not on your top.
So I haven't been. I've been Sushi Samba on a date once, and a geezer took me to Sushi Samba, and I thought, do I tell him that I don't eat fish? I mean, anyway, back back to your first date.
it's been good, and obviously it's very, very different than to dating before, because I just felt like at first I was scared to like go out in public, if that makes sense. Not because I was like wanted to keep it a secret or anything, but I'm quite a private person, like with my private life. So like, to start with, we didn't really go that many places in public and stuff, and I didn't really like to do too much, but yeah, it's just a little bit of a different experience, but all in all, it's been really good, and yeah, we get along like a house on fire, so yeah, I can't complain.
So I think that's the thing as well, when you've like been in our industry and you work in this world, you almost do everything back to front. So when most people, your first day, you'd go out and maybe go for a dinner or a drink. So many times you kind of go to some, do you know what I mean? You stay indoors and you don't go out until it feels right.
Yeah.
Whereas you wouldn't normally then go to someone's house. Do you know what I mean? It's everything's kind of back to front.
And when we first went on our first date, I made sure that it wasn't, so I didn't go on a Saturday night. So the restaurant actually really was dead. And I went to somewhere which wasn't like really out there and everyone goes to. It's like a nice quiet spot. So we
no kind of outside.
Yeah. And then, like you said, literally after that, I went and stayed at her house for like, I think I ended up being there for like 3-4 days. And yeah, we just kind of, It is weird how it kind of works in reverse when you've kind of been like that, which again was kind of weird, and I can imagine was kind of weird for her as well. But like, she's really understanding with stuff like that, and like, I think for me, it's nice that she understands kind of where I'm coming from. And like, now I had a little bit of a bad experience when I came out of the villa, and I don't particularly enjoy being in really like busy, crowded places, and she's like really good with like just little things like that. She's really good with it, and she kind of can sense when I'm getting a little bit on edge and stuff, and like, she's happy to just kind of remove us from that situation. So yeah, it's just little things like that. She's really understanding and stuff like that. So so yeah, no, it's good.
So the sushi was good if you stayed 4 days.
I was going to say, that might not have been the only reason why I stayed 4 days.
Was she been quite helpful in your sort of recovery with your ACL?
Yeah, so she's been a massive part of it, to be fair. I remember I actually moved out in that time as well. So I needed to go to IKEA, and I don't know when the last time you went to IKEA is. You don't get a small IKEA, right? And I'm on and a knee brace, and I'm thinking, I don't really know how I can actually physically get round it. So she said, oh, don't worry, I'll ask for a wheelchair. I'm thinking, oh my God. Right. So anyway, she speaks to the man working there and gets a wheelchair, but it's not just a wheelchair. It's like a big one with a big basket on the front.
With a trolley. I've seen those ones.
And my girlfriend's 5'11", okay? So she's tiny. So
4'11", I assume you mean.
5'11", sorry, 4'11". So she was trying to push me around IKEA, and she could barely see over the top of this thing. Got to do like 3-point turns every time she turns it to get around over the corners and stuff. But yeah, no, she's
that's a keeper.
Definitely. And like, obviously because I wasn't really doing much, I spent a lot of time up there, and even like, her family have been really good with me. And I get along really well with them, which I think is like quite important, especially for me anyway, because I'm very, you know, like family orientated and stuff. So yeah, that's been a big thing for me, for sure. And obviously my mum likes her, which is a bonus as well. So they get along really well. So yeah, no, it's good.
Always good to have mum's approval.
Yeah, definitely.
And not always a guarantee either.
Yeah, I praise anyone that can be in a relationship where they don't have like a good relationship with their partners, like parents, because like, I would feel like, I know that I'm actually really close to like her mum and dad. So like, for me, if I didn't have that relationship with them, I just couldn't imagine it.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I'd struggle big time.
So have you seen any of this series of Love Island?
Yeah, I've been watching. Do you know what? It's so strange. And I don't know if anyone else has said this, but when I watch it, I'm not watching it the same, because I know the ins and outs and what's going on. Like, it's not the same viewing for me. I have still been watching it because Jess is really into it. So like, whenever I'm with her, she always makes sure that we watch it. But but since Castle and More, I have pretty much watched every episode. So and I watched the first little bit, and I think this series just started off like with fireworks. I don't know if everyone else feels the same, but I feel like our series, obviously, it was a little bit slower to get into. But I feel like there's been drama right from the start. And for a neutral, it's been a great watch, I think.
Do you think knowing the behind the scenes that goes into a filming day and the logistics, does it ruin it a little bit now?
Yeah, it does ruin it. And I find myself almost trying to guess what's going to happen. And when I guess it right, it kind of just ruins it for me. I'm like, oh, damn, I wish I got that wrong. So I think just like, you know, when maybe certain situations aren't necessarily always what they seem, or someone may have been prodded to do something.
A producer's pulled someone to the side and say, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I can spot that from a mile off. And I think that's why Jess doesn't really like watching it with me anymore, because I just spoil it for
her. You're ruining it.
It's happening tonight. Oh, no, he definitely got told to say that. That did come out of his mouth and stuff like that. I think they've got a good mix in there this year, a good mix of like sturdy couples and then couples that you just never know what's going to happen from minute to minute.
Who are you predicting as a winner? Can you call it?
So, if you would have asked me 2 days ago, I would have said Gemma and Luca. Mm-hmm. But I think if Dami and India can get past this stage that they're at, I think that they could go on and win it.
I don't know. I saw the clips today and it doesn't look like particularly promising, I don't think.
I know, but every time I feel like Dami's used his last life, he somehow manages to just wriggle his way back. And I think because he is quite a nice, lovable guy, I feel like it's hard to stay mad at him. Even as a viewer, you're like, I wish like they'd just get back together and I wish they'd sort things out. But then again, I look at Dava there and I think, you need to win this show.
Well, he's kind of become the most iconic person from it. Like, even if he's not, yeah. I mean, it's a weird, it's funny in that way, isn't it, this series, I think?
Yeah, so there's loads that I would love for Gemma and Luca to win, because they've been together from the start, pretty much. Then you've got Dami and India, who are actually probably my favourite couple, and then who I'm probably rooting for the most. And then you've got Davide, who I just think 100% has to be in the final, no matter who he's with. I'm not the biggest fan of him and Ekansu together, but I think that if they manage to sort things out in the next kind of week or so, I think that they'll definitely be in the top three, I think.
There's been a little bit of backlash I saw just today, actually, from the charity Women's Aid talking. They said you wouldn't usually comment on a TV show, but they've been tagged in so many posts from people they felt that they had to. And it was about how there's a lot of like examples, like basically bad examples, right, of like relationships and stuff in the house and controlling behavior and stuff. And do you think that the way the show works almost kind of encourages that sort of behavior?
100%. I mean, if every couple was rosy and hunky-dory, no one would watch the show. We as a viewer watch for the drama. That's what we look for. But sometimes, especially in the show, they have to kind of create the drama or make certain situations where the drama is gonna unfold, i.e. movie night, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, in a way, it is quite sad that they have to do that. But again, it is for viewing purposes. And I guess if they didn't do that, I wonder, would people watch Love Island? And I think on the flip side of it, people would be saying, right, well, there's not enough drama, there's not enough arguments, there's not enough whatever. Mm. So I get where they're coming from. But at the same time, if that wasn't there, would you watch it? Is what I would also say maybe on that.
It is that fine line with reality TV now. As years go on, where people want more, like you say, don't they? Like, gone are the days where people are happy to watch two people having a coffee. Because they'd be on Twitter going, this is boring as shit.
Yeah.
I think
the thing is, especially with Love Island, I don't know with Tao, it was maybe a little bit different, but because there's 24 hours and I feel like this year there's been so much drama that obviously they have a storyline to stick to. So people have to remember that they're only seeing not even really 45 an hour, because they're obviously adverts and stuff like that, challenges, maybe half an hour to 45 minutes of a 24-hour day. Like, you could get along like a house on fire for 23 hours, bicker a little bit for an hour, and then they show that bit and then you're shown in a certain way. So sometimes, I mean, fair play to the producers. They edit stuff very, very cleverly and stuff like that. But I think people do have to remember that you're only seeing a very, very small amount of what is actually happening in the villa. And I think here there's been so much different stuff that is happening that the viewers have to see, which is kind of like non-negotiable. It doesn't really leave much more room to see happy or playful or people having coffees, for example.
Yeah, you're totally right. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. Really appreciate it. And best of luck. Glad to hear you're on the mend after a difficult few months.
Yeah, thank you. Soon back. Comeback season's on.
Nice. All right, have a good evening. Speak to you later.
Take care. Look after yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a nice guy. And from one Love Islander from last year to one Love Islander from this year who's just come out of the house, we've got Coco Lodge ready to come in. So let's get her in.
Literally just out of passport control.
Yeah, basically.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Oh, my God. Bobby, I'm such a fan.
Oh,
I'm like the biggest Gemma Collins Harry fan.
How are you, my love?
I'm good. I'm going to an event. I'm not just like dressed for like a wedding or something.
Oh, where are you off to? Tell us.
Some John Paul Gaultier freak show runway
in
thing.
Camden. In Camden, I was invited to that.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Oh, there'll be some lovely models there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hope so. Single, do you know what I mean?
How's life been in the last week then? Because it's obviously been a bit of a roller coaster for you.
Well, I actually only like flew back on Saturday morning. So it's like such a whirlwind of like so many emotions, like so overwhelming. People recognizing me is so weird. I'm like someone was like shaking on the tube. I was like, hun, like I'm a normal person. Like, honestly, like I like held his hand. I was like, it's like, I'm a nobody. Like, but it's literally crazy. I mean, it was like a shock to get my phone back and see nice messages, evil messages. Like, it's just all really crazy, but I'm enjoying it. It's an experience.
Touching on the evil messages, I'm guessing you mean social media, not WhatsApps, hopefully, not your mates. What are they saying and how are you dealing with it? Like you say, it's literally been a couple of days.
I mean, they're just comparing me, like saying I look like a man. I'm the ugliest contestant to ever go on Love Island. How did I get on the show? Like, there was a lot of vile comments about my appearance, but I can't help my appearance. I look how I look. Do you know what I mean?
That's just not true.
And who does anyone think they are? My bugbear is people's appearance. Why go for someone's appearance? Do you know?
I know.
The strangest thing. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it was a shock. I just didn't like, it's not that I think I'm like really hot and amazing, but I never thought like I was ugly. So to come out and see these comments, I was like, wow, like, okay. But now I've processed it, I'm fine. But when I first came out, I'm going to be honest, I really wasn't okay. However, now I've processed it and I've talked to a lot of other people in the industry, like Sian from Capital. I met her at a makeup appointment before After Sun and we had such a lovely conversation. And it like meeting people and speaking to them where, you know, who are in the limelight and have had these comments before, it really helps. And even to meet fans in the street, people were coming up to me like at the airport and in Stratford Westfield the day I got back, like, oh, I just want to check you're okay. And I think that's so nice to have like people in the public actually be so concerned about your mental health.
Yeah.
And
the thing is that, babe, and you'll learn this with Joe, people feel brave when they're on their phone or on their computer and they're tapping away on social. No one will come up to you and say it's your face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Crazy. How can they just hide behind this phone?
Yeah, no one's got the arsehole to come up to at Westfields and say that. Do you know what I mean? So that they feel
but that also
it says more about them than it does you. But I think you know that already.
I think it's like they'd even say it to like supermodels. Do you know what I mean? It's like they just say it to anyone that's on TV. It's like they just want to get at people and get into their heads. Bullies.
Yeah, bullies. I mean, you see it with like even the Kardashians get hate messages about their looks, and I'm sorry, but they are literally 10 out of 10. So I'm like, just going to take it as a compliment. I'm like,
I think you can see why people's mental health declines off the back of social media because it can get so dark so quick.
so like I'm actually shocked. I feel just more sorry for my friends and family because obviously I didn't know how I'd react to it, and I've actually been like okay like since the initial shock. And I think they were stressing so much when I was in the villa. Like apparently my dad called the producers and were like, you need to show her full personality because what you're showing is causing so much hate, and like I'm just not here for it, like you're gonna like ruin my daughter's mental health. So yeah, I mean, I was more just concerned about them, and I was concerned because I've got a nephew and he's like 11, and I was like, just don't want him to be like bullied at school because of how people think about me. But my dad was like, he's loving it at school, man. He was loving it. Oh, it was amazing.
You'll be like signing autographs, doing videos all sorts soon. You'll be like for him.
Has it affected, like I say, it's been a few days, but do you feel like it has affected your mental health a little bit reading that stuff?
100%. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had a confidence knock in there. I genuinely had feelings for someone who pied me off. Yeah. So then to come out and have another like shock to my confidence, like just, I felt really shit when I first come out, and I didn't sleep the first night. I was just up like crying. But now I'm just trying to see the funny side and the positive, like, you know, who are these people? Like, I'm the one who's, you know, living this amazing experience. So I'm just not going to try and take it too much to heart. And like, I got my makeup done today and I was like, oh, like, I'm fine. Like, I look fine.
Amen. You have nothing to worry about with that. Yeah, definitely. But look, and you're the one going to an exciting event tonight with you know, beautiful models and lots of other famous people. You'll have a good time. So how do you look back? You talked about the getting pied off. How do you look back on your experience on Love Island now? Because you haven't got much perspective on it yet, and it's still going on. But how are you looking at it at the moment?
I mean, it was just such a roller coaster. The first day when I went into Castor and Moore, that was so fun. I've experienced it was so surreal. I was like, what, I'm actually... Yeah. 27, I've been watching it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then obviously having it such a strong connection with someone so quickly, I never thought I could literally catch feelings like in basically a day, but I was like obsessed. Like, and it was just so nice to have that connection with someone you get so close so quickly. Obviously it didn't work out, but that was like a nice experience. Then I had like the downfall of everything, and it kind of was actually really hard for me. I mean, I think what's not shown on the like edit of it is like the fact that I was literally like hyperventilating, crying loads. Like I really, really struggled at first, even like not even just with Andrew, but the girls, like some of them weren't welcoming to begin with, and it was actually really hard. And I just kind of thought, we've all been through the same process, you've just been chosen to go in before me. So it was really hard to like adjust to when the OGs came back in, and I really did struggle at first. But towards the end, my experience was just like, honestly, I can't even explain. Like when you're close with everyone in there, it was so different. Like Becky Hill, I actually can't believe she performed. And I saw that like one of my favorites, and doing a challenge and stuff like that was all so fun. So I think that's just like, there's positives and there's obviously the bad as well, but it was overall like so amazing.
Talking of Andrew, I've got to ask you, babes, did he suck your tit?
Of course he did, both of them. I wouldn't have said it if he didn't even admit.
Because there was then was it nice? He loved it, I'm guessing. The fact you let him go on the second one.
Absolutely, he's absolutely beautiful in real life. But honestly, I was obsessed. Like, I was like, we're so fit. We literally stayed up that first night. All night we didn't sleep, and we were like chatting, giggling. Like everyone else in the bedroom was like, all we heard all night was just giggling. Like we had so much fun, and then obviously like it did lead to some tit sucking. So you know, it's nice. At least I got a bit of an action in there.
Was it just giggling? Because social media speculated that there was, well, that you had sex in there. Did that happen?
We did not have sex. No. He sucked on the tit. There was probably like arse groping and like, you know, maybe like a bit of, I don't know, rubbing against each other, but that's about it. Like it wasn't, we did not have sex. We actually did say to each other, like, not on the first night, because it actually was quite hard to hold back. But because when you're in there, you just get carried away, and everyone's like, you know, making all these comments like, why would you do that on the first night? Sorry, in real life, do you not have one night stands? Because come on, we all do, let's be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. But it's just the difference is that it's on television, isn't it? And I can see why you'd want to sort of...
Not great. But when you're so sexually attracted to someone, like, you, it's really hard to, like...
Yeah, yeah.
not get carried away. And I think even like you see in there, some of the other Islanders, it's so easy to get carried away because you're with like a sexy person in bed, like having pillow talk, like, come on. And he's very charming.
So it ended there, but you didn't give him anything back, Bobes.
I actually didn't. I swear on my life. I mean,
he was a good girl. He was a good girl.
I was. I actually was. I don't know how.
It does happen. Sometimes you just got to, like, you know, restrain yourself.
Because he is a salt.
He is fit. And I, you know what? I wish I just went the full way because the amount of hate I got anyway, like, I might as well have. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And then what about you talked about your like relationship with some of the other girls and stuff. Do you think there's any you're going to sort of stay in touch with, or do you think are you kind of burnt a bit by it?
I'd like to stay in touch with all of them, to be honest, because I mean, we all went through the same experience and no one else can really understand what that feels like. Like coming out, I really struggled, but one of my friends did it season 4, Samira, and having her there to support me was like amazing. So having these people who have been through the same experience is like really like comforting. So I'd like to stay in touch with everyone, but I think the main people would be like Danica, Summer, China, India, Ekinsu, Davide, Jay, Josh. Those are probably the people I was closest to in there.
I always like to ask people, babes, after they've come off a reality show, let's talk social media, let's talk DMs. What's going on in the DMs? Who's sliding in? Anyone we might know, hashtag any blue tick dick.
No, do you know no blue tick dick? I mean, Diana Vickers, but... My famous tits.
I used to love her on her swing on the X Factor.
Yes, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Diana Vickers is questioning me. But no, like, I actually haven't had any boys apart from like previous Islanders and then not doing it in like a sexual way, unfortunately. But we'll see. I'm still waiting for the DMs to come.
Is there an Islander from the past that would be a bit of you? So say, I was to say to you, right, who do you want in your DM now?
I mean, Ovi. I don't think it will ever happen. He's unreal.
I hear you. But how did you feel, like, obviously when Andrew went back to Tasha, were you upset by that
really got edited out, how upset I was crying so much, like, I didn't want Andrew to really see, so I'd spend a lot of time crying in the beach hut or like with a producer out the front of the villa, because they do take care of you like that. So I just found it really hard. Like, it was in front of my face. He wasn't telling me the full truth. He was saying, I'm not getting back with her. And I could just see it happening, like, before my eyes. Yeah. And I was, sorry, but, like, how can you fake that with me for that many days? Like, do all that and then run straight back to her. Like, fair enough, I understand you have a connection with her, but she's still continuing her connection with Billy and exploring who's better for her. And you're literally just cutting me off straight away. Mm. So, yeah, it really hurt me. But it is what it is.
How will things be when you see him? I guess when they've got the reunion for like the big After Sun finale special, is there anything you want to say to him that you haven't already said?
Do you know what? No, like towards the end of it, like, we all just got on like as a family. And to be honest, he gave me like so many hugs the night I was evicted, because I think he felt guilty, because obviously the public had essentially voted me out. And obviously he was the only person in there who I had a connection with, and he kind of cut that off. So I think he actually felt a bit of guilt towards what had happened. I don't have any hate towards him and Tasha. Me and Tasha got on really well, and it just wasn't like shown. Like, I was like helping her make her decision basically between the two, and like what was right for her, and not to care what the public think. And I think like we will all get on at the reunion. I don't see there being any like extra beef, but you know, some people come out and they want to cause more drama, so we'll see.
As years go on, like yourself, so you've watched the show before, do you think now, being in there and knowing these people and living with them, are people more aware and conscious what the public and maybe even the press are thinking and writing, maybe back in the day when people didn't know what a big thing it was?
I think like 100% is really different now being in there. Like, people, you don't really see people switching from people to people in there, just because I think they're so concerned about getting to the end and, you know, getting their clothing deal. No, but it is true. Like, people stay in. You don't see many people like leaving because of whatever. Like, it's like, that's why I was like, Jack's like was probably one of the most genuine people in there. because he actually decided, I'm going to take myself out of this. Like, I'm more important than anything else. So I think that's really inspiring from him.
And do people talk about it? Do you hear, especially the girls, have got anyone saying, oh, I want my In The Style deal, or I want my PLT? Does that happen?
I haven't heard anyone say anything about what deals they want. I mean, I was making jokes like, oh, you know, like, I better get sponsored by like breast milk or something.
Yeah, but that's tongue in cheek. That's jokes. But so no one's actually in there saying, oh, I want this, oh, I want that.
I haven't heard that, although I've heard people like ask how many followers there are and stuff like that.
Really? What, when someone comes in?
Yeah, they are interested in what press is out about them and stuff. And like,
it's a little
FM earlier, we write little messages to each other. So people will ask, and we like do it secretly because you're not allowed to say. So we'll like write it on the phone to each other, like, oh, this is how many followers you had when I, like, before my taken away, that kind of thing.
And like, oh my God, that's so interesting. I love that. There has been. We did. We had Aaron on from last year on, just before we were speaking to you, and Aaron Simpson, and we were talking a little bit about how, I don't know if you saw today, but Women's Aid put out a statement, the charity, saying that they've been tagged in so many posts about like controlling behaviour and stuff in the house, and like not representing relationships and stuff in a very good light. What do you make of that? And do you think that like it's quite often the boys don't come off well?
Honestly, I think being in there is very different to the edited version of the show you see. And I think people could take some of the behavior controlling. However, when you're in there and you see how someone is like 24/7, I think like that is not the case. Personally, everyone gets on really well. And Luke is so sweet with Gemma. And I think it's all just been blown so out of proportion. Personally, I don't agree with some of the comments he made. Obviously, it can be seen as bullying, but you have to remember like a lot of things, like they can cut down sentences. So I try and take it very like harshly, and being in there, I didn't ever think once like, oh, like he's being controlling towards Gemma. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
And who's your money on to win it?
Ekin-Su and Davide, and I hope they do, because they were my rocks in there. Honestly, I love them.
They're definitely
very easy on the eye, aren't they?
Very easy. Oh, Davide, I mean, I did enjoy.
I thought about going in myself.
Like, he doesn't even look real. Like, I'm like, how can you actually be that good looking? And he's just funny. I could listen to him speak all day.
Is he one of them people that's even better in real life?
Everyone in there is better in real life. Like, honestly, I feel like that's the case with like anything.
Everyone on TV, yeah.
So much better.
They go, oh, you look a lot better in real life. I think, well, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like a dog on the telly.
Yeah, thank you. It's our big, I guess.
Well, Coco, thanks so much for speaking to us, Stephen. Really appreciate it. And go and enjoy your party tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Go find yourself a model.
I hope so. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Have a lovely evening.
Bye.
Oh, bless her. Sweet girl.
Yeah, we should have gone and find ourselves a model. Although the idea of like boy hunting in this heat, I don't know, maybe not. I don't think I'm going to look my best if I was out and about tonight.
That's it, with my 15 fans.
Not drinking, because you don't want to have wet alcohol sweats in the middle of the night.
Drinking sparkling water with a cotton pad, taking the beads off.
I think
it's a Netflix night.
Yeah, maybe best to stay in. I hear you. Well, what a great show. Lovely to have both Aaron and Coco join us for a bit of a Love Island special, but I guess it is on. Nice. So that's a pretty good time to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely. What you got planned this week, babe? Anything special?
Well, I've got ABBA, naturally. And then I won't be doing the show next week because I'm going to be in Paris. So I'm going to Paris to see Lady Gaga. And then I'm going to stay for another few days with my friends, and then it's my mum's birthday. So, so next week you're going to be with Summer, who's done a show.
I'm with Summer, yeah. Oh well, you have a lovely time in Paris.
Thanks. I would. What have you got coming up?
Have you?
I've been to Paris a few times, but not for a long time. Yeah.
I meant to say, Gaga, you're going to have the best time. Get loads of videos and photos.
Guess what, though? Guess how hot it's going to be, Bob.
How hot?
36 degrees.
No, so just as it's getting cool here. Oh no. I'll send you my fans.
Yeah, I think I need them, babe.
They'll be no good. What have I got planned? Depending on the weather, I mean, I've already had two barbecues since the sun's been out already, but potentially another barbecue.
Lovely.
Going for a nice evening rendezvous, a little bit of a dinner, a couple of cocktails with a couple of old friends. So that'll be really nice at the weekend. And the rest, TBC.
Gorge. Well, sounds like we'll both have a nice couple of days coming up.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a bit cooler here, though, which
that's
will be
all
nice.
We can hope for. Yeah, let's hope. I won't be here next week, but I'll be back in a fortnight. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Stay safe, guys. Bye.